A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with the man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we celebrate today this great feast, solemnity of the Annunciation. On the one hand, a joyous celebration. Mary's yes, her fiat, "Let it be done," which, from our Catholic point of view, changed the course of human history. On the other hand, we can't help but contrast this good news, and I can remember once teaching in the seminary outside Nairobi in Kenya, known as Tangaza, and I recall that this is the day that they really celebrate as their festal day, because Tangaza was, I believe, the Swahili word for announce, proclaim, the good news. And that's what we are celebrating in this feast of Annunciation, the good news. But we all have to admit, as we look at the world around us, we could go on and on. The earthquake in New Zealand, the tsunami, earthquake, people of Japan, the revolutions in the Middle East and North Africa, and now especially the fighting in Libya. It's as if things can never settle down from a cosmic point of view, as well as just from our own political, national points of view. And I'm sure we can all look to ways in which at times in our own personal lives we are tempted to give in to discouragement. And yet this is a day that tells us to be courageous, to have courage, for indeed faith in God tells us that this world in which we find ourselves is not in our hands, but in the hands of God. If we were to read the first reading for this feast from the prophet Isaiah, it's that great text from the 7th chapter in which the Lord says to Ahaz, "I will give you a sign, and this is what it will be. The virgin will be with child and bear a son, and his name will be Immanuel. With you is God. With us is God." God is with us. I admit, sometimes that's fairly difficult to believe as we look at areas of our own lives or interpersonal relations or church politics, and then, of course, the disasters on the cosmic scale and the continued fighting, restlessness, works on behalf of justice because of the great injustices. It's not easy to persevere in believing that, yes, God is with us. The response to the psalm today says it all. And it's really what Mary was saying to the angel as well. The response to the psalm is, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will." I think that is the attitude that we must take into the midst of the fray, into the midst of our worries, into the challenges that come our way. It wasn't an easy thing for Mary to be confronted with a message which was such good news from the angel, that here a not yet married woman would conceive and bear a child, and at what moment all the ramifications of that might have gone through her mind. At first there was just a bewilderment, but it's in her yes. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." If each of us could simply move more in that direction of being able to say, "Behold, I am a handmaid of the Lord. I am but to be an instrument of the Spirit. Here I am, Lord. I am simply here to do your will, to be an instrument of your peace." If we pause and ponder the message of the Annunciation, each of us, too, is called to proclaim the good news of God's presence in our lives, that indeed, Immanuel, God is with us. It doesn't remove the disasters. It doesn't take away the pain, the sadness, the loneliness. It doesn't resolve the fights on behalf of justice. It doesn't end wars. But we know in the end, we say in our faith, "Trust in the Lord." It is in the hands of God. It is so hard to not be in control of this universe and its history and the lives of those around us. But Mary's response, Mary's attitude in the midst of a turbulent time as well, really is, "Let us today renew our commitment to trusting God. Let us also have the courage to say, let it be done to us as you will. We are but your instruments, O Lord."